says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wooden mole boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn.
Welcome to the show, folks. This is Kelso here on October 2nd, 2018, James Kelso. I'm your host, live from North Dakota. And the, well, welcome to the show. There we go. My screen is just shaping up here. And as we come into focus, let's go right to President Donald Trump. He's got a rally going in South Haven, Mississippi. Let's listen in. And then we'll get to any other preliminaries we need to do. But he's at the, near the end of his speech. Let's go there right now.
In years, we think it's going to be down to four, and in some cases, three. Way down. Scott is doing a great job. Scott, get that number down, Scott. And now we have that. I love that. Right to Try. Such a great name. Right to Try. You have hope. We also passed Veterans Choice. 44 years they tried to do it. Giving our veterans the right to see a private doctor if they've got to wait online for weeks and weeks and weeks. 44 years! And we passed the landmark VA Accountability Act. That's people that work in the VA that treat our veterans badly, and we couldn't do a thing about it. And now we can fire them so fast. Let's see. I just signed legislation. And you think that was easy, getting that through the unions and civil service? That was a 48-year job. And your two senators helped me a lot. I will tell you, they helped me a lot. Thank you, Cindy. Thank you, Roger. And your congressman, by the way, helped me a lot. In particular, your congressman. I just signed legislation to completely rebuild our military, securing $700 billion, and then the following year, $716 billion to purchase the finest planes and ships and tanks and missiles and submarines on the face of the earth.
Now, let me just...
All made in America,
turn the
made
volume
in
down.
The USA.
Turn the volume down just for a second, because this is live. There are 21,000 people watching this video that I'm watching here on Right Side Broadcasting, which does such a great job of bringing live Trump events. The comment section is going wild. Donald Trump is in South Haven, Mississippi, which is just across the state line from Memphis, Tennessee. So I'm sure there are a lot of Tennesseans in the audience here. I'll bet you he asked earlier. And I missed that. But we're going to be listening in to Donald Trump because it's live, and he is having a barnstorming week of five different cities, huge rallies with people stretched for miles in line. Let's go back to the president so you know what you're listening to.
I withdrew the United States from the horrible one-sided Iran nuclear deal. And Iran is a much different country. They're trying to put out all the riots they have all over that country. You know, when I became president, I looked there before I became. I said, how are you stopping Iran? Nobody was able to tell me. And I did this, and they have shattered, man. They have shattered. I got rid of that deal. How about we gave them $150 billion for nothing? We gave them $1.8 billion in cash for nothing. And we've recognized the capital of Israel and opened the American embassy in Jerusalem. And we won't even mention how well we're doing with North Korea. But when I came in there, too, they were going to go to war with North Korea. President Obama said it was his biggest problem. We sat before I took office. What's your biggest problem? The biggest problem is North Korea. We're going to go to war with North Korea. We're doing very well now with North Korea. You don't feel that way anymore, right? You don't feel that way anymore. And the fake news comes out and says, he's giving so much. I haven't given anything. We got our hostages back, right? We've got a lot, and we're getting the remains of our great fallen heroes back. There's been no rockets launched. There's been no missiles launched. There's been no nuclear tests. And we have a good relationship. And Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is going over to North Korea next week. And we're working on a second summit. And it just feels good. Now, who knows, folks? Who knows? I can just tell you, when we came in, before I came in, and at the beginning when the rhetoric was tough, right? That rhetoric was tough. These people were saying, oh, he's going to get us into a war. Well, guess what? That worked out. That rhetoric was tough. And let's see what happens. But we're doing very well. We're doing very well. For years, you watched as your leaders apologized for America. Now you have a president who is standing up for America. We are standing up for your values. We are standing up for Mississippi. We are standing proudly. We are standing up for your national anthem.
USA chant, start.
A lot of spirit. One of them said the other day, you know, President Trump can't be beaten in 2020. That's driving them crazy. Oh. Who the hell's going to beat us? Look, who's going to beat us? If another president came here and they said, we're coming to Mississippi and we're going to make a speech, you know how many people would show up? Really, 300, 400, you'd have a medium-sized meeting room at a hotel. Right? Look at this place. Look at this place.
Packed to the rafters.
We're lifting millions of our citizens from welfare to work, from dependence to independence, and from poverty to prosperity. That's what's happening. But to continue our incredible momentum, you have to get your friends, get your family, get your neighbors, get your coworkers. Get out and vote Republican. Vote for Cindy Hyde Smith and vote for Roger Wicker. Gotta do it. A vote for Republicans is a vote for lower taxes, less regulation, and more products made right here in the USA. It's a vote to reduce crime, respect law enforcement, and restore the rule of law. It's a vote for strong borders, safe communities, and thriving families, which you are. And a vote for Republicans is a vote to reject the Democrat politics of anger, destruction, chaos, and to come together as neighbors, as citizens, and as Americans. To everyone in this room tonight, to every citizen watching all across our land, this is your time to choose. Very important time when you look at what's happening to Judge Kavanaugh. This is a very important time. It's time to choose whether we turn backward to the failure and frustrations of the past, or whether we continue forward into the unlimited promise of our future. It's not up to the media or the pundits to decide your fate. It's up to you. The future is in your hands, as it was in 2016. That was a beautiful time. There has never been an election like this in our country's history. You have the power, just as you did in 2016, with your vote to save America from socialism and to save America from decay. It's up to you on November 6th to choose a future of patriotism, prosperity, and pride. Loyal citizens like you help build this country, and together we are taking back our country, returning power to everyday Americans. We stand on the shoulder of the giants of American history, the greatest, the toughest, the most courageous men and women ever to walk the face of the earth. Our ancestors crossed the oceans, settled a continent, won a revolution, and fought to victory in two world wars. Think of it. Think of it. Think of it.
He's bringing us back to our roots.
American patriots defeated fascism, triumphed over communism, and delivered millions and millions and millions of people into freedom. These courageous patriots did not shed their blood, sweat, and tears so that we could sit at home while others tried to tear down their legacy and destroy our proud American heritage.
Bingo. Bingo. There's the Trump phenomenon right there.
Just like the pioneers and patriots who came before us, we are going to work, we are going to fight, and we are going to win, win, win. We will not bend. We will not break. We will never give in. We will never give up. We will never back down. We will never surrender. And we will always fight on to victory. Because we are America. And our hearts bleed red, white, and blue. We are one people, one family, and one glorious nation under God. And together, we will make America wealthy again. We will make America strong again.
Maybe safe?
We will make America safe again.
Got it.
And we will make America great again. Thank you very much, Mississippi. Get out and vote. Thank you.
Well, there you have it. Donald Trump, you'd heard it live right here. And our president has to say is worth a heck of a lot more than anything Kelso can ever add. So I love it when we go right to the man right there. And I want to make something occurred to me as I was listening to Donald Trump in tone, phrases that he comes back to and repeats. He uses them over and over again. And it occurred to me as he was doing this, we need that. I wouldn't want him to have a completely original, different speech every time he comes to the microphone. We need to have a kind of incantation. What's the word I'm looking for here? But like a Scottish bagpipe, we need a drone. We need something in the background that stays the same. It gives us continuity. It unites us. And so that ending that he uses all over and over again, make America strong again. See, I need to hear it a few more times so I get to get it in the right order. Safe again was in there. And then he always ends with great again. And everybody in the audience joins in. And he's found those phrases and those ideas that are the linchpins of the conservative renaissance, the Trump revolution. And he brings them to the audience. And we never tire of it. That just occurred to me as he was doing that. Then, within every speech, always, he departs from the teleprompter, goes extemporaneous. He goes with great humor and originality. Right now, he's actually talking to somebody in the audience. Boy, I wish I were that lady. She actually had a little conversation with Donald Trump right there. He's just about to go out the curtain, back into the innards of the arena he's in. There he goes, behind the curtain. The Secret Service escorting him out. And that concludes this amazing rally tonight in South Haven, Mississippi. I invite you to call in. And last night we had Eric in Tennessee, who was there in Johnson City, Tennessee. That was really a privilege to have you on, Eric. Thank you so much. If any of you are in South Haven tonight, call in right now at 800-313-9443. Referring to this and other opportunities coming up, here's the schedule. A new rally was added today to the schedule this upcoming week. Tomorrow, day after tomorrow, Thursday, October 4th, the Trump phenomenon travels to Rochester, Minnesota. That's the Mayo Clinic hometown, just southeast of Minneapolis, St. Paul. Beautiful place there. And then 2 days later, on Saturday, October 6th, it's Topeka, Kansas, in the evening. We'll have that, it's the same time, central time as this event today. So we'll, very possible, we'll have Donald Trump live from both those events, Rochester and Topeka. And then here's a new event just added to the itinerary. Tuesday, October 9th, the same central time again, probably be right on this show, in Council Bluffs, Iowa. So there you have it, folks. Get to that event, Rochester, Minnesota, Topeka, Kansas, Council Bluffs, Iowa, if you can. Let's see. Let's go to the humor department for our show before I forget. And somebody help me out there who may be able to phrase this humorous element better than I can. Alexander Solzhenitsyn observed in his Gulag Archipelago, you know you've beaten your enemy when you can finally laugh at them. Laugh at them. Then you know a victory is within your grasp. And Solzhenitsyn and his fellow Zeks, Z-E-K-S, which is the nickname for the prisoners in the Gulag Archipelago. And that's actually what we've been, folks. Without knowing it, we've all been Zeks for a number of decades here. And Donald Trump popped a bubble. He popped the matrix. He rent the screen asunder so that we could see behind the mask as to what's going on. He exposed the deep state as no man ever before has done. He exposed the enemy of the people, the media, as no one ever before. He has incensed the left to Trump derangement syndrome. It's actually acquired a name. It's so bad. And that's allowing us to see behind the mask. We got a break. Good chance to call in. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Attention RBN listeners, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come at an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org. And thank you.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way. And what I live for is a chance to change and be everything I can be. What I love is someone.
Hey, we're back.
Bright enough to see.
And, I said I'd give you the humor, some humor segment to our show tonight. Mentioning the soldiers just said, when you can laugh at the enemy, then you know you're nearing victory. And this is, let's listen to this one. This is on the Greg Gutfeld show. Let's go into this. The latest, he calls it the list. They're using the listing tactic against Kavanaugh and against us. Here is the latest tactic.
Admits the writer of this piece had once on Twitter deemed Kavanaugh a threat to society. The Times calls using this writer in error, mostly because they got caught once again. But it's ICE. These police documents that show that Brett Kavanaugh threw ice in someone's face during a bar fight when he was in college. Do you feel that that is in any way disqualifying for someone to sit in the Supreme Court?
Okay, now that's that's a CNN reporter using the term very loosely, and he's asking the question of Mazie Hirono, the statesman, same thing, from Hawaii. And the allegation, in case you didn't hear it, in 1985, there was a bar fight. Brett Kavanaugh was in that bar, wasn't fighting, in that bar, and he threw ice at someone. Oh, and let's see, in 85, he would have been, in 82, he was 17, so he would have been 20 years old. He threw ice. Have any of you out there in the audience done anything worse than throw ice at someone? Was it a lot of ice? Or a little bit of ice? Were they big ice cubes? Was there water? Did it mess up somebody's new silk tie? Wait, people don't wear silk ties to a bar. Did it mess up somebody's permanent?
This is why we need an FBI investigation, because there are a lot of allegations, and the reports really are about how he behaves when he is drunk.
Yep. Maybe they do want to abolish ICE. So you see what's going on here? It's called the list. When initial incidents are uncorroborated, you build a menu of even more incomplete items to create an illusion of corroboration. First ICE, then noogies, and finally jaywalking. Talk about a petty criminal. Meanwhile, accuser number three, who faced a few allegations of her own.
This is Julie Swetnick. Now, Julie Swetnick, if you haven't had the fun of watching her on television, what a piece of work Julie Swetnick is. Now, her past is coming out. I think her ex-husband has gone on the TV to say, watch out. She's filed false sex charges before. Julie Swetnick, oh my gosh, her whole thing is unraveling.
Fails to navigate a Q&A.
Did you see Brett Kavanaugh, you know, spiking the punch, putting green
alcohol in the punch? I saw him giving red Solo cups to quite a few girls during that time frame.
I saw him giving quite a few red Solo cups to girls during that time.
I saw him around the punch, I won't say bowls, or the...
Come on, Julie. Anyway, nobody's buying this Kool-Aid anymore, and it's getting better and better for us, worse and worse for them. But the latest one, I thought you'd enjoy this, throwing ice cubes. And let's see here. Let's see what else we've got here. It's happening. Nice report here. The FBI investigation may wrap up at any time. The thought was it might wrap up today. So that didn't happen, but it's looking good. Donald Trump, in his speech tonight in Mississippi, talks about Cory Booker, who was the mayor of New York, and Donald Trump said he destroyed the city of Newark. Not New York, Newark, New Jersey, across the river. And Donald Trump continues his offensive against Richard Blumenthal, calling him Da Nang. Remember, some of you are too young to remember Da Nang. All of us of my age, we remember Da Nang, Vietnam. A lot of U.S. troops were stationed there in Da Nang. Da Nang Blumenthal, who was not one of the troops stationed anywhere near Vietnam. He was in Washington, D.C., stationed there after his five deferments. We'll be right back. Take a chance to call in. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey folks, CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name, 'cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto. Just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't
hey,
got
here we are.
To lose, but got a lot to gain.
By the way, the crowd tonight, the crowd in South Haven, Mississippi, chanted, "We want Kavanaugh. We want Kavanaugh." And folks, that's spreading across the nation. It is beautiful. Kavanaugh has got the base mobilized. Now, more good news that we learned about Kavanaugh and the ongoing FBI investigation. Mitch McConnell today informed us that the FBI report will be completed soon. And the vote on the nomination will take place on Friday. That means McConnell somehow has a reasonable certainty that the FBI report will be done before Friday. Now, here's some great news. What is the standard practice on FBI background checks in the Senate Judiciary Committee? Well, the background check is what? Put out as a press release by the FBI? No. It's submitted confidentially to the members of the Senate Judiciary Committee. Of course, anyone with half a brain would realize why that happens. It's an FBI background check. The reason that it's powerful is that it's confidential. That's why it's powerful. That's why it can uncover information that otherwise would not be uncovered. So, this FBI background check, the 7th on Brett Kavanaugh, will be seen only by these, how many members are there? 21 senators on the House Senate Judiciary Committee. They're the only ones that are going to see it. Oh my, what a bummer for them. Why didn't they think of this when they demanded an FBI report? They've only been on the Judiciary Committee in the case of people like Feinstein for the last few hundred years. Don't they remember how thousands of FBI reports have gone to them? They're always confidential, Diane. So you're not going to be able to make a media circus out of this FBI report. Now, of course, we know it's going to leak, isn't it? That's guaranteed. The whole thing's going to be leaked by one of those. It's only going to 21 Senate members. And we know no Republican's going to leak it. Although it might be quite favorable to Brett Kavanaugh. Probably will be. Anyway, so that's the end of the media. I mean, that curtails, anyway, the media circus. Now, on the subject of drinking, someone who's an expert on FBI background checks commented today, and I can verify this. When I was reading this report from a guy named Nunziata, I realized, yeah, this is true. I participated in an FBI background check once on a tenant in a building I was running. The FBI came in, and one of the things they asked me about, I didn't think of this, but they actually, I remember now, they went in quite a great deal of detail on this lady that lived in my building who was getting a job in the Bush White House in a low-level position, not a high-level position like all the positions Kavanaugh has occupied. But even for this low-level secretarial position, they asked me, have you seen this person drunk? Does this person have any substance abuse problems? Do you have any information that this person has been in possession of any drugs or illegal medications or drugs? There were a bunch of questions. They drilled down. They asked follow-on questions. They really ask about drinking and drugs. And think about it. Duh. If you're applying for a position like that Kavanaugh had, where he had access to America's, I believe I read, he had access to America's nuclear codes sitting right outside George Bush's office. Wow. Yes. So this Nunziata said, hey, all you people out there that are worried about, I saw him handing out lots of red Solo cups to ladies, a lying piece of work, Swetnick, Julie's disgusting Swetnick. Thousands of people were asked about drinking and drugs by the FBI already. For decades, they've been asking thousands of people, did you see Brett Kavanaugh drunk? Did you see him inebriated? Did you see any untoward behavior from him under any influence of any substance? Thousands of times this question's already been asked, and the answers have been in the negative. Those are all confidential FBI reports. But they all came back spotless recommendations. 6 previous FBI reports. They are very thorough, folks. So are the people that know Kavanaugh, who've answered this question 6 times before, going to change their answer in their 7th run through of the FBI background check? I don't think so. So that's good news. All of it pointing towards the fact that we should see a vote this week. Let's find another good story here. Here's Hillary. She's out. And what's wonderful, the left is so unhinged. Can you believe Hillary Clinton is still out there flapping her lips? Trump is a racist. He's a sexist. He's an Islamophobe. And he's responding. All he's doing is responding to the prejudices of, what did Hillary call us? The Deplorables? Okay. More good news. Let's find some. Now, here's an interesting piece of history. Andrew Breitbart was the founder of Breitbart, this amazing, beautiful website operation that's bringing news to us. It's the Andrew Breitbart's purpose was to correct the problem of a left-wing monopoly of the media, to create something on the right. And he did a great job. He died, sadly, young. Maybe it was a heart attack that caused him to fall down on the street there in West Los Angeles, where I used to live. But what inspired Breitbart, Andrew Breitbart, to create Breitbart.com? Well, it was the high-tech lynching of an uppity Negro. Those are the words of Clarence Thomas in 1991. He said, this is nothing but the high-tech lynching of an uppity Negro. Now, wherever you are now, Andrew Breitbart, what is he thinking about the high-tech lynching of an uppity patriot, Brett Kavanaugh? I think he's extra inspired now that his great website is really, really at the center of the resistance against, wrong word, this is what the Democrats are calling themselves, the fight against our oppressors. And then there are other great stories. Google is unraveling as emails are leaking out. Here's one set of emails in which a senior Google engineer advocates in his emails for censorship of Marsha Blackburn. I see her picture here. She's the woman that Donald Trump was promoting for U.S. Senator in Tennessee yesterday. Eric in Tennessee heard her. And guess what this senior Google engineer, a search engineer, more specifically even, a search engineer, he advocates in his emails, which have leaked out, censorship of Marsha Blackburn as being a terrorist. Whoa, Marsha Blackburn, a terrorist? I could see that word aptly used to describe Julie Swetnick, or this Ramirez woman, or I'll even apply it to what's your face, Catherine Ford. What a fake, no, credible testimony. I won't dwell on that in tonight's show. Let's go instead to our caller here, first caller of the night, Murr in Wisconsin. Hi, Murr.
Hi, Damie. How are you?
Good. Thank you for calling, as always.
Diamond and Silk are live on the Right Side Broadcasting Network after Trump.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you something that's happening that's great at the rallies. More and more, people are realizing, I mean, these have huge audiences. I mean, online, hundreds of thousands of people are watching and listening. And mm-hmm. somebody has figured this out. And so what they're doing is they're bundling right-wing media with the rallies. So the networks like Fox is carrying the rallies, a lot of them, even sometimes the entirety, live. They're flying Hannity out to the rally. They're flying Jeanine Pirro out to the rally. They're doing a live interview from the inside the arena before the actual rally itself. And you mentioned that you know they've got another, you know, they're continuing. There's people are realizing, hey, we've got 30,000 patriots all together assembled in one place. Let's give them a show. And let's give them a show.
You know what?
Yes, Mark.
I was going to say the what you said about the rallying. You know how it has the same little format there. That's a rallying call or a rallying cry. It fits perfectly. Make America great again. Always goes for that at the end. That's a rallying call. Yeah. So we're all doing that. And on the front page of Republic Broadcasting is a huge Christine Ford published 2008 article on self-hypnosis used to retrieve and, quote-unquote, create artificial situations. Okay.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Yep. I haven't seen that yet. Oh, yep. Okay, folks, this is right on the front page of our network right here, republicbroadcasting.org. Catherine Ford, what's the year of this article?
It was done in 2008. They just put it up on there today. It was from Gateway Pundit. But
oh, my gosh. Let me go there right now.
Very thorough. But that's what she's done to her. That's what she's done to herself because in reverse speech, which is accurate, it portrays her as telling the truth because she's hypnotized herself. She's made herself a 12 or 15-year-old. But in her body language, it shows she's acting, but she has some sort of mental problem. She's sitting up straight acting, but she's definitely got like a mental problem. And that's what it is. It's this self-hypnosis.
Yes, here's the article. I'll read it from Republic Broadcasting to you, folks. Christine Ford has not turned over her therapist's notes to the Senate regarding her suppressed memories about Judge Kavanaugh. This may be because the memories were revealed through hypnosis. If they were revealed through hypnosis, they would be absolutely inadmissible in any court of law. And the there are accusations that Christine Ford was under a hypnotic trance during her testimony. And I'll tell you, folks, she looked and acted and sounded like a zombie. One of Christine Blasey Ford's research articles in 2008 included a study on self-hypnosis. Here it is. This is huge, writes a poster. In her study, participants were taught self-hypnosis and used this to retrieve memories and create artificial situations. Wow.
Yep.
Wow. The wheels are coming off, aren't they?
Yeah. Well, you know, we were told in the Bible everything will be revealed, and it's being revealed what it is. And, you know, these six FBI checks into Kavanaugh was like it should be since he was 18. That's why they're going for when he was 17. But they said there's going to be more FBI investigations, but they didn't say on whom. And it looks like they may be investigating Feinstein, and also Maxine Waters, where apparently from her office is where the doxing of senators came from. And they're just blatantly out there in the open calling for violence, so need to be exposed.
Wow, that's a mirror. Thank you for pointing me to our own front page. That is the top article right now at republicbroadcasting.org. Well done to Statmiller and the crew for getting that article. Yes, go ahead.
I sent that to the board op, so I'm glad he put it up.
Yeah. Oh, you sent it to him?
I did.
Oh, hey, well, fantastic. You get a gold star, Murr, because, I mean, that's an incredible story. She's out there.
I put it on the Stormfront chat this morning, and Don Black read about it on air, too. So.
Okay. Well, that's a big story, huge, as Donald Trump would say, huge. And, Murr, thank you very much for that. Any other thoughts? Let's see. Trump is not coming to Wisconsin that we know of in the near future, but
I was looking at the distance to over Rochester, Minnesota, and I don't know. I probably won't go, but I could.
How many
years that live there?
Yeah,
so.
It's 401 miles for me, which is right at the edge of what you know I can manage. So you know, it's possible I will go to Rochester, but I did make it to Duluth. It was much more easy, 250 miles. And Fargo, just 90 miles, or actually 78 miles to Fargo. That was easy. And I hope Donald Trump will come back.
To go to those.
Oh, my goodness.
Because the first time when he was there in Fargo with Ivanka was with him, and they were, I don't know, that was kind of like messed up the way they played that. So just as well you didn't take your children to that one. Got to go to this one.
Well, I got to meet Kevin Cramer, a U.S. Senate candidate, who is going to beat, I predict, he is going to beat Heidi Heitkamp, our existing Democrat incumbent. How in the world did this super Republican state of North Dakota elect a Democrat during the Obama victory in 2012? So she, came in with Obama, and I think she's going to go out. Kevin Cramer, I got to meet him. I was walking, you mentioned my 7-year-old, my 13-year-old. We were walking down the street with our Donald Trump hats and shirts. And Kevin Cramer stopped us. He was walking the other way. He said, "Way to go, way to go." Took a picture of us. And I told him, "Hey, you look just like yourself." He said, "Yeah, I hope so." We'll be right back, folks, after this break.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. "I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, 'I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it.' I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Some folks call me a rambling man and do a lot of
we're back, folks.
Kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good.
Let me end up with one of my favorite people, Ann Coulter. She's got a column out entitled, her latest column, "No More Mr. White Guy," which rings of the phrase, "No More Mr. Nice Guy." No more Mr. White Guy. It's a great column. You might want to read it if you get a chance. Wouldn't be surprised if it's linked on the republicbroadcasting.org website. It's a beauty. Let me start at the end. I like starting where Ann Coulter ends up her point. She says, "Can we please, for the love of God, drop the painfully trite, mind-numbing cliche about white men, as if somehow their whiteness makes evil even eviler. Now, let's go to the paragraphs before that. She says, in the history of the world, there has never been a more pacific, less rapey creature than the white male of Western European descent. That's a beautiful sentence. I love that. And of course, it's the truth of that is just, I mean, just jumps out at you. I'll read it again. I'll read the sentence before it is this. You can be for rape or against it. I happen to be against it. But the idea that alleged sexual assault survivors need the loving care of Black, Indian, or Hispanic men to judge their stories flies in the face of crime statistics from around the globe. Now, remember that the left, the deranged Democrats, the demon rats, they called the 11 white men on the Judiciary Committee 11 old white men who shouldn't be judging questions of rape just because they're white men. She says, what is the thinking behind snickering at white men judging an accusation of sexual assault? Chuck Grassley is a big rapist? And I'll read that sentence again. In the history of the world, there has never, talk about being politically incorrect, here you go, Ann Coulter, join Donald Trump. There has never been a more pacific, less rapey, I love that adjective, rapey, she made up a word there, creature than the white male of Western European descent. And that kind of ties in with the no more Mr. Nice Guy. Who are the nice guys of history? And by the way, that's why we're getting abused now. It's because we have, speaking as one of those white males of Western European descent, we've been way too nice for way too long to people who are not nice and wish us nothing but ill. All of these people flooding into our, well, not all of them wishing us ill. Some of them are just opportunists who want to take what we have. It's not very friendly, but including our women. But then some of them actually really want us dead and gone. I like that. Thank you, Ann Coulter. Less rapey creature than I am. All righty. We'll see you all again tomorrow night. Boy, the Trump rallies coming up are going to be fantastic. Will the FBI report be out tomorrow? Tune in and find out. See you then.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.